In grain industry leadership circles today, with the second state farm organisation quitting national representative group Grain Producers Australia. New South Wales Farmers has given notice to terminate its membership of GPA effective April 1st. New South Wales Farmers says the decision was not made lightly and follows repeated attempts to resolve numerous practical issues, including the GPA's Grains Levy Review and the GPA Independent Review. This follows yesterday's announcement from Grain Producers South Australia to withdraw its membership from GPA also. Grain Producers South Australia Chair is John Gladigo, and he says South Australian growers contribute a lot of money to Grain Producers Australia, and they are no longer getting the representation they deserve.
GPSA's policy has always been that we believe that grain should have one national voice, and as an SFO member of GPA, we've always been pushing really strongly for that. But we've had some concerns over some time about our representation through GPA and also its governance and the equity of its membership. And I guess not everyone may even realise that South Australia or GPSA is actually the largest financial contributor to GPA, along with New South Wales Farmers. And yet really have a lesser voice around the table than WA, say, that has two votes around the table, but between those two groups actually contributes significantly less than South Australia contributes. And so this has always been something that we've struggled with. And so we actually, as GPSA, called for an independent review and ultimately funded an independent review of governance reform of GPA, which was over 3 years ago. The report came out from that 18 months ago, and from that there was actually 43 recommendations of change to GPA, some of which was constitutional and some of which wasn't. I guess we and the other SFOs gave very clear expectations of changes that we expected to occur through that, which hasn't occurred to this point. And so it got to a point where the GPSA board said, is making a pretty strong statement in saying that, we are all about representing South Australian growers. We need the best representation, it's probably our growers will not expect us to be part of something where they're not getting the representation that they deserve going forward.
And you mentioned other state farming organisations. There are any others pulling out of GPA?
Our understanding is that New South Wales has also given notice, I'll allow you to follow up with them, but there's also, I can't speak for any of the other states, but certainly we are aware that New South Wales have also given notice.
Grain Producers South Australia Chair John Gladigo speaking to Cassie Huff. 26 past 12. Barry Large is a WA farmer. He farms at Myling. He's also Chair of Grain Producers Australia. Barry, what's your reaction to the news that two state farm organisations have quit your group, Grain Producers Australia?
Yeah, look, I think quitting's a bit mean, but
terminating membership, how would you put it?
Yes. As an organisation, we're disappointed. Grain Producers Australia is still a relatively new kid on the block, and we're doing our best to get our corporate governance right. And we face the challenges as any other new organisation is getting the right mix, getting things right, keeping people at the table, staffing it properly. And we all know about what's gone on in staffing issues over the past time. And on that level, we hope to appoint a CEO in the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks. We're a long way through our process. But yet, getting back to the core question, yes, we are disappointed and we will always leave the door open. But our main focus today is to make sure that we service our members that we do have in these states.
Well, the members are speaking. They're leaving. They're walking out the door. We've got South Australia, New South Wales now, the two state farm organisations quitting Grain Producers Australia. I have heard also that Victoria is also contemplating it. Have you heard that as well? Is there any truth to that?
No, not that I've had a good chat to Ryan Milgate, and I certainly haven't been told that, and I'm sure Andrew Weinman would have been talking to Brett Hoskins and would have brought it to the table if there was any light in that.
All right, so we can dispel that altogether, but obviously South Australia and New South Wales clearly unhappy. As we just heard from Grain Producers South Australia chair, he's saying they put in the lion's share of the money and they are just not getting the representation they want. They wanted to see changes from the independent review. They wanted those recommendations in place. It's been 18 months and nothing's happened. What do you say to that?
I say to that that they don't put in all the money. They put in a portion of GPA's revenue, as everybody else done, but GPA relies on other revenue streams. At the moment, regards the independent review, we are making sure we get it right. We're not going to rush it through. We've had staff changes in our organisation and things go on, but we are well and truly committed to making sure we get our structure right.
How can Grain Producers Australia say it now has a mandate to represent growers across the country with two state farm organisations pulling out?
Well, of course, the other side of the coin is that we have direct members in these states, and we've actually been getting a few more with all this, what's going on at the moment. So we have a responsibility to make sure we relay information to these states, and we will look at opportunities on how we can offer the information that needs to be given out to growers in these states of their own entirety.
Barry, are you concerned that your other funding streams that you mentioned earlier could be in jeopardy now that South Australia and New South Wales has pulled out?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, you know, we rely on them. We're constantly putting more effort into our funding streams and trying to do so that we can deliver. So let's really look. We've got this war that's come on. We've got on the table at the moment fertilizer, diesel, access to markets. So these are things that we're getting emails and questioned on about it over the last 2 days. And we've got to make sure that we've got the right people giving us the right information. We have contracts with Episode 3 to give us the right information going forward so that we can inseminate it back out to the growers.
But as we just heard from John Gladigo from Grain Producers South Australia, he was saying that he's really interested in having just one representative group for grain growers across the country. Does that mean you just hand the baton over to Grain Growers Limited? Is that where these state farm organisations are heading?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I find it a very simplistic view, and if we could achieve that, it wouldn't be through the lack of trying to try and achieve that. And if somebody's got the ideas and they can broker the deal, well, we would be only too happy to be involved.
So you think Grain Producers Australia is here to stay, or you're concerned about the future now with these groups pulling out?
Oh, no. Grain Producers Australia is not going anything. Our state farming organisations that are in the group are committed to us, and our direct members model is out there. We set it up so that they cannot vote on issues. The policy council control everything on what grain producers are today. If someone rings up and says, I'd like to become a direct member, which we do have happen quite regularly, I must say, we encourage them to go to their state farming organisation, but we welcome any members.
Barry, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for spending some time here on the Country and giving us a little insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Belinda.
Grain Producers Australia Chair Barry Large.